Good morning, everyone. I know some of you are asking, do they do much music every Sunday like this? And, the answer is yes. No, well, so many Christmas carols focus on the meaning of Christmas, and so we've incorporated a lot more music than usual today. My name is Dean Claypatch. I am one of the pastors here. I was thinking about all of the traditions that we have around Christmas. Can you move me up a slide? Thank you. And we really have Christmas surrounded with lots of traditions. I was thinking about, think of all the phrases that have the word Christmas in them. So you're going to, this is the audience participation part. What are you going to do this week with the word Christmas in it? You're going to give Christmas gifts, Christmas presents. You're going to eat Christmas cookies. You got that one right. Good. Your mother, grandmother, relative, aunt, uncle is going to prepare a great Christmas dinner. Not brunch, dinner. And the one part I'm still not sure about, some of us will wear that Christmas sweater with the big snowman. Christmas gifts, Christmas lights, Christmas trees. We have Christmas surround. You'll go visit your family. A lot of times, Christmas vacation. A lot of the structure of our society, shopping, gifts, we've built around this holiday. We look forward to it. None of those things are bad. They're all part of the way we celebrate, but none of them are the essence of what Christmas is. The reason we do any of those, and I would like to do, and I got a little caught up this week with, the past 2 weeks, with shopping and buying, and I like some of this technology, and I go, oh, that's really cool. I need one of those for me. And I would like to go back for a few minutes with you and look at the meaning of Christmas. And what, when we're going to look, and I'm going to read Luke 2, which Mike read a little bit of, or part of it. I'm going to read the birth of Christ and what happened. And if you can go back to that time, Christmas did not exist. This whole tradition you know was not there. This was all a new experience. And so why don't we pray that we can connect with the truth of what Christmas is. So I'm going to stop. Why don't we bow your heads and let's pray together. Lord, thank you. The reason we can have joy, the reason we can celebrate, the reason we can be forgiven is because of what you started 2,000 years ago to change history. So help us to understand these things. Help us to see the truth in your word. Amen. Amen. So this is in Luke 2. I'm reading the New Living Translation, which is a translation I'm reading. I'm just going to read this here. Let's see. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census that was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took Mary with him, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant. Now, if you think about God, God knows everything. He knows every circumstance, and he works everything together. Because of when the census, you had to go be part of the census. He wasn't even born at home. He couldn't be at home. They had to go. They had to go. I think anyone here not born in a hospital? One person. Yeah, just, no, but most of us were born in a hospital somewhere. At home, near home. Didn't happen here. They were on the road. Part of what the government was saying. What an amazing thing that God would arrange and allow for the creator of the universe to be born. for him to be born. What a humble beginning. Let's look at what's next here. He says, and while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available at the inn. So because of the census, because of everyone traveling, they had to stay in a stable. He was laid, you know, we've beautified, because we know who Christ is, what a manger is. You know, we've prettied it up and we make nice polished. Mangers are feeding troughs. Wrapped them, an amazing thing. An amazing testimony about his life. He did not come to be the king. He is the king. He didn't come at this time. He came as a humble servant of everyone. What a humble example and a humble beginning. He didn't come to rule over everyone. And the angels talk about that. So let's look at what's next. He was born, and this is in verse 8. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. Now, we don't know what that is, practically, but I'll bet you knew it was something different at night. The radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. You know why? Look at what happens next. They were terrified. Angel appeared. This glowing radiance shows up with the angel and surrounded their whole group. They were terrified. And this often happens when God brings peace and a message of hope. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. You have no reason to be afraid. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem in the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." The Savior of the world is born, and he's lying in a stable. Suddenly the angel... So this really happened. This really happened. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others. One angel, radiance of God. Suddenly, look at this. The armies of heaven praising God. So suddenly, all the angels, the armies of heaven, show up and sing. Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace to those whom God has pleased. Jesus didn't come. The circumstance was very humble. But all the armies of heaven praised him. Praised him. Praised him. Peace on earth. God is doing something amazing. God is changing the whole course of history with an offer of grace, with an offer of his son. The angels sang, "Peace. He came to bring peace. Do not be afraid. He came to bring peace." When the angels returned, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened that the Lord has told us about." This is Christmas. Let us go see what has happened and what the Lord has told us about. This is what the Lord has told us about. That this thing has happened. That grace and forgiveness has happened because Christ has come. This is what we're talking about. This is the message of today. Who is Jesus Christ? Let's see here. Sorry. Go ahead and move me to the last slide, which is God with us. I've been noticing a lot of the songs we've been doing, and they really do connect with the meaning of Christmas. And I'm going to read one. I am not going to sing because I'm saving you from that. I love singing, but I am not gifted in that arena. There's others in my family who are much better than I am. I heard this song this week. It was sung by a choir, and I thought it was the most beautiful song. It was written by Mark Lowry. It's called Mary, Did You Know? And it addresses this same issue. You may have heard it before. It addresses the same issue, is do you know who he is? And I want to look at some of these, because after he was born, he did things no one else did. He said things no one else said. He is unique. No one else is like him. And this song addresses that. I want to read these verses. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know your baby boy came to make us new? The child you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels have trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know your baby boy is the Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. This is the mystery of Christmas, that God, Jesus Christ, the Creator I Am, would come and choose to be here and live a life to make a sacrifice so that people could be right with God, so that everyone could be right with God. That is the message of Christmas. It is the message that God chose to enter in to change this part of Christmas. You know, I end up, I don't know, just my personality, talking to a lot of people. I was at the, there's a song I've been listening to. I was listening to a song, this is kind of an obscure song by a group called Need to Breathe, which is a great name of a group, I think. I Need to Breathe. And I was at the workout, club up here in town, and I was in the locker room, and some guys were talking about it. Oh, this is a great song, and I had no idea who the writer was, but I knew the genre of music, and there's no depth to it, and I couldn't help myself. And I said, that's not music. That's not a song. I go, there's no real message in there. It's about I want you, you want me, let's go do something. I go, there's no deep struggle of what life is about in there. Here's a song. You should listen to this. And this young person, I said, let's pull it up on your phone. I go, let's look at these lyrics, what these mean. And he actually listened to what I said, which is unusual. This, and as I listened to this song, I was caught by, you know what, in the 70s and 80s, a lot of songwriters, there's a part of a song called the hook. The hook is this part of the song that is often repeated. And I was caught by this song's hook as I listened to it. It actually brought me to tears as I listened to it. And the song is called Difference Maker, and it's kind of a struggle about identity and letting God be God and not having me be God. And the part of the hook of the song is, I am the difference maker, which I think is about, he's still trying to be his own person. But the last part of the hook of the song is, I am the friendliest of friends with God. I'm the friendliest of friends with God. And I go, you know, a lot of times I don't feel that way. I don't feel like, am I the friendliest of friends? I feel like, oh, God's somehow angry or upset or not totally happy with who I am. But this, I says, that's what the Scripture says too, that God has drawn us near to Him through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We are the friendliest of friends with God, our sons and daughters. We are the friendliest of friends with God. That's the truth. If you trust Him, if you trust Jesus Christ. So I'd like to encourage you with that. Wherever you go this Christmas, wherever you end up, you bring this part of you have been united with God because Christ came. Why don't we pray? God, thank you for this process that you came and sent your Son. Thank you, Jesus Christ, that you were willing to come and be here and suffer all the limitations of being human, of having a body that gets tired and fails and struggles. Thank you that you were always faithful and you made the sacrifice for us and that you drew us close to the Father. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dayton. Yeah, it's important to remember why we're here and why he did it. And Dean's right, a lot of the messages that we hear today don't have a lot of depth in terms of their relationships and their meaning. I like you, you like me, I'll like you forever, probably. And that's, you know, that's what we hear a lot of, but we have to remember that the reason he did this is so we could be friends of God's because he loved us so much, he would die for us, and he did. And that's the depth of love he has for us. And the more we focus on that, the deeper we can go in our relationship with him. So let's just stand up. We're going to sing about his greatness and his love for us.